Have you ever headed out to dinner or a movie because your team had a game all wrapped up, only to be smacked in the face with an ESPN update when you got home announcing some kind of heartbreaking loss? Well, one man and his robot want to save you from this humiliation. Mark Phillip has founded and operates the website AreYouWatchingThis.com to save you from yourself or free you up to socialize with others. It assures you that, quote, you'll never be the loser that missed the big game. Mr. Phillip joins us now from the studios of KUT in Austin. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So what happens? How do you alert
them?
And how do you know what to alert them to?
The key thing is that we check every zip code, every postal code in the United States and Canada, every cable provider, every satellite provider, and know exactly what games are on each person's TV. Mm-hmm. And then Rootbot, our game-watching, slightly militant robot that you mentioned earlier, watches every single game from Mexican soccer to professional football to women's college basketball and is able to rate them by looking for certain patterns in the statistics and box scores that determine if a game is exciting or not.
Now, I'm guessing, for example, let's talk about the New England Patriots versus the Miami Dolphins game.
Sure.
This would not seem to be of a lot of obvious interest because obviously the Patriots haven't lost a game and the Dolphins have won, I believe, one game, if I'm not mistaken.
Just one.
But on the other hand, what? If it gets to the third quarter and the Dolphins are ahead, you start alerting people?
I would think so. Rootbot would probably start giving it roots because it would be an upset. Once you get to the third and fourth quarter, that's somewhat surprising, and therefore, most likely, it's going to be an exciting game. It's been almost an interesting philosophical problem with sports, which I haven't really run into before, in trying to train Rootbot to find the exciting games. So let's say there's an NBA game that's tied with 30 seconds to go. And there's a WNBA game that's tied with 30 seconds to go. Mm. Should those be rated the same level because more people watch the NBA versus the WNBA?
Oh, you're opening a door there.
Exactly. It's very tricky. So the whole plan with Rootbot is to make sure that he stayed objective. And so a game in the beginning of the season versus the end of the season, NBA versus WNBA, is all treated the same. But that's where the fans come in. Rootbot's job is to be objective. But the fans are able to root for games as well, and they're extremely subjective. Rootbot doesn't understand Yankees Red Sox or Texas OU, and that way with the objective Rootbot plus the subjective fans, we usually get a pretty good signal.
How do fans affect it?
So Rootbot is trained to look for different patterns in statistics, and so he'll add a certain amount of points if he finds a perfect game or an upset, things like that. Because he's objective, we want fans to come in and be subjective to identify those things that Rootbot can't see, like a big brawl or a big rivalry. So fans, if they're watching a game that they think is exciting, and actually, a lot of times we'll do this before a game even starts. Mm-hmm. They're able to root for a game as well. So they can contribute 5 roots to a game or 10 roots to a game. That way, Rootbot can have his opinion put, but so can sports fans as well who are being a lot more subjective than he is.
Mr. Phillip, people pay for this service?
It's totally free.
How do you make any money?
My funding so far has been from American Express, Chase, Capital One, and pretty much anyone else who feels like giving me a credit card. But the holy grail is getting this onto TVs, DVRs, and TiVos. If I could be watching Braveheart for the umpteenth time and get a little alert that says, hey, there's a no-hitter on ESPN right now, hit select to change that channel now. Or even better, if I'm out and I can tell my TiVo, I like ACC basketball, SEC football, the Yankees, the Colts, and the Red Wings, start recording anytime anything interesting happens. In my fantasy world, I hope that'll be on a TiVo one day where you can pay 99 cents, $1.99 a month, mm-hmm. and make your TiVo or DVR truly smart and understand sports.
Mr. Phillip, been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I think you've just unveiled your business plan on our program, so thank you.